My name is Jax. I help run the games night, Friday and Saturday nights.
So what sort of games do people come along here to play?
The two main ones that probably the foundation of the store was Magic the Gathering, a collectible card game, and Warhammer, a tabletop fantasy game. Since the store and the more knowledge of this place, we've had people coming in for board games, various other collectible minis and card games as well. Here we do promote both a competitive and a social environment for it. We generally reserve Fridays for competitive Magic, Thursdays for competitive Warhammer, but Saturday we all get here and have fun.
When you say competitive, how do you mean? Do people go on to national titles, that sort of thing?
Definitely. So Magic the Gathering is actually the largest prize-supported game in the world for it, not including sports, of course, but in regards to collectible games and tabletop games for it. For example, World Championships has something ridiculous like 500,000 or a million US for one guy in the world every year. So it's definitely competitive. While it is at a store level, it's local. People do have their aspirations.
How far have local people gone in this whole world sphere of competitive Magic the Gathering?
Well, admittingly, we've only had maybe even half a dozen people who have come through here that have actually made names for themselves. We've had there's events called Grand Prix, which run three times a year. They're open level events. You don't have to qualify. You don't have to be World Master Champion or whatever like that. It's free for everyone. And then based on how well they do, they can get prize support, win invitations to bigger events, stuff like that. We've probably had about half a dozen people at least make top 32 or 16 events, which is about $500-$600 prize money for each of them.
That's pretty good. What about yourself?
I am definitely among one of those people. I'm quite happy to say that I've managed to get a top 16 placement at a higher level event.
A national event?
Well, the Grand Prix is actually Australasian. So we get people coming here from Japan, New Zealand, that are all allowed to play in it for it. So the Grand Prix that I did well in had well over 600 people playing. It was a two-day event.
Is the popularity growing?
Definitely.
Hi, I'm Matt, and I am the organizer of the Gold Coast Board Games Club.
So why did you decide to form this club?
To give people a place to come and play these sorts of games, especially the more complicated hobby board games, and yeah, really just to give people a group, a sort of safe group where they can come and learn these games, play these games, bring along their favourite games, teach us how to play them.
Okay, now I can't tell, but who's winning so far?
It's a little bit early to tell. I think Andy has a pretty strong sort of position at the moment. Everyone's just getting established, and then they'll pick a bit of a strategy, and it'll grow from there.
I'm Andrew Jones. I'm the club runner for Rapid Confrontation.
My name's Heather. I'm Andrew's wife.
What are you guys doing here?
Currently, we're actually building some Warhammer 40,000 models. We're actually building a Dark Eldar army.
It looks very intricate, is it?
It is, actually. There's lots of little pieces, lots of sharp little pieces, but pretty much it's just like following a puzzle, just a little bit more 3D.
And Heather, what is it that you like about it?
I'm only just getting into it. I love building the models. It's really, really fun. It is very much like putting a puzzle together. If you don't get the right pieces, it's very hard to go back and change it. But yeah, it's really, really good. I love painting the models as well. It takes quite a bit of time. This is my first army, and it's taken 3 months, about 3 months to put it together, to get it to this stage.
My name's Kyle Scott. I live in Southport, and the game I'm playing is Warhammer 40,000.
Okay, now it's a fairly impressive setup here. You've got small models of mountains and trees and ships and soldiers. How do you play this?
Well, basically it's a turn-based game, so you have little soldiers here that you get from a codex book here that tells you all the rules, all the points, everything like that. You make a list, you collect the models, obviously. There's rule books and things like that, so there's all the rules for the models. And then basically, depending on the size of how many guys you have, depends on how big the board is. It's all very, very intricate and process-based, but once you get it to the board here, that's when it all matters and all the fun happens.
Are you winning?
About to start.
Try and see.